Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, everyone, to Day 15 of April 2021. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show, yes, is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. Now, normally, Wayne is the first voice you hear, but it is Thursday, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you for the first 60 minutes of the program. So all of the great radio stations within the USA Radio Network, from one coast to another, it is my honor to get a chance to talk to each and every one of you. The one and only, the incomparable Christopher down in Texas is pushing all the buttons, making it all go. I've got to start today with something that has been making me furious for the past 24 hours. Well, 22 hours to be exact. I usually don't watch a lot of TV. That doesn't make me better or worse than you. I just don't spend a lot of time in front of the boob tube. That's just the way it is. That's the way my days go. I'm very busy. But yesterday, I happened to plop myself down in front of a television set at about 8 o'clock and got a chance to watch Anderson Cooper and his opening monologue slash segment. And to be truthful, his segment consisted of a live shot of a group of protesters who had assembled outside a police barracks, and the barracks had a fence around it. And then there was one of those military vehicles up towards the entrance, and there were a bunch of police officers who were keeping guard. And the protesters, how wonderful they were. They all were flipping off the cops, and they had nasty signs about pigs, and some of them actually had pigs on sticks with some nasty verbiage underneath that, like literally heads of pigs they must have bought from a butcher shop nearby, and decided to go to the police barracks and protest that way. And again, all kinds of verbal abuse was being thrown at the cops, all of it. You know the deal. This is what happens. This is what the left does. So they take a situation where a young teenager was shot and killed accidentally by a police officer, and they spin it and turn it and make every cop a bad cop. They make every cop a pig. And that's the position that all of those folks are taking. In particular, all the folks who are out there protesting in Minnesota. Now, was it wrong? Was that kid getting shot wrong? Yes. Did the cop make a mistake? Yes. Should the police officer not have been leaning on the neck of George Floyd for 9 minutes? Of course he shouldn't have. Another mistake. And he's going to pay the price, just like she's going to pay the price for that. But what drives me insane, okay, what drives me nuts, what drives me bonkers, is the woke mafia, the people who go to these riots slash rallies slash protests with all of their ugliness, and how they lump everybody together, and they lump all the cops together and make all the cops horrible cops. I don't understand how we have gotten to a point in this country where good cops are demonized for doing their jobs. Good cops are made out to be bad guys because a few bad cops did some things that they weren't supposed to do. And as a result of that, lifetime criminals, George Floyd, or young, reckless thugs like Dante Wright, who, by the way, was wanted on a gun charge, a violent gun charge. So we've gotten to the point, I guess this is where my anger spills over to, we've gotten to the point now where bad people are being lifted up and held up on pedestals as somehow they're this virtuous, giving to society individual who has done nothing but wonderful things in their life. And none of that is true. None of it. So I'm not trying to minimize human life. I'm not trying to do that at all. Nobody is saying that George Floyd deserved to die. I'm not even saying that this last episode with Dante Wright, where he deserved to die. They did not deserve to die. But before we have vigils and before people are buried in golden coffins, let's try to get some perspective here, please, right? Not only do we have great men and women, and I mean great men and women serving in the military and overseas, keeping us safe every day that are forgotten every day. We've also got great men and women in blue who are serving on police forces across the country who do miraculous work every single day. So that drives me insane. And to watch an Anderson Cooper, or worse than that, an Andrew Cuomo, spin and spit in the cop's face over and over again, it just drives me a little bit nuts. So that's why I got into the show this evening slash afternoon a little bit aggravated, because I get wound up with this kind of stuff, because it's very hypocritical, it's disingenuous, it's fake, it's feigned, all of it. And I'll say what I said Tuesday, which is, if you don't want to get shot by the police in a traffic stop, do not resist. If you resist and you run, your chances of dying exponentially increase. I mean, it's simple common sense. It's logic. All right? Logic. You're not getting away. Anyway, use your head. Don't run. I mean, where did that kid think he was going in that car? Was he thinking he was going to run away and get away and hide somewhere and never come back? It doesn't work like that. So that's topic one. I wanted to touch on this. Topic two, which is, I know, eventually going to send me off the deep end, is this completely dishonest administration, which from the beginning to now, which is only 4 months, it seems like he's been the president for 40 years, right? I mean, all of the changes, all of the destruction that has happened in his slightly over 100 days of being the president of the United States, it just seems so cataclysmic that it's almost impossible. How could he be in office for such a short period of time and already caused this much damage, right? Well, this takes us to the one subject that I honestly feel will be a tipping point for America. And hear me out. And this is why. So we understand that when there's a power shuffle and a change and leadership seesaws back and forth for a while, Republicans are in charge, then Democrats are back, then Republicans, and back and forth it goes. That's the way it's been for my entire life. What we are seeing now is a true attempted coup on how we govern, right? There is a bill that's being tossed around, H.R. 1, we'll talk about that in a little while, that essentially would literally change the landscape of how people vote and maybe never give an actual honest opportunity for a Republican to win a federal election again. I'm not making that up. In any states that are purple, it would be almost impossible for them to win. So we can get to that. That's a big deal, but that's not even what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you're in power, when you seize the power, as Joe Biden and the Democrats have done, you're afforded certain things, right? You can push agendas. You can spend a lot of money, and the other side has to kind of sit and take it. The infrastructure bill, right? You got to sit and take it. You lost. Republicans lost. You lost the Senate by being lazy in Georgia. Now you don't have any control, so they can run roughshod and do essentially whatever it is that they want, and they're going to. And you'll have to accept it, and normally we do accept it. So you just kind of bite the bullet. They want to spend $2-plus trillion on what they're saying is an infrastructure package when really only a fraction of it is actually going to infrastructure. Okay, you got to swallow hard and deal with it. But what they're beginning to discuss now is, I believe, something that will be very difficult even for the average American to handle. It will go too far. And I'm talking about packing and stacking the courts. We've had 9 Supreme Court justices since 1869. I said 1869. 1869. Okay? We're talking about 150 years where we've had nine Supreme Court justices. And now this group, led by Joe Biden, who promised during the campaign that he wouldn't pack the courts. Don't believe me? Okay, let's listen in.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
Bingo! Bingo! So we go with 9, you go with 15, then the next group goes with 21, then 50, then 100. It's a joke. It turns the country into a running gag. And if you don't see that, well, you're not paying attention. But I do think most Americans see that. And they're furious by this. And I really believe, I honestly think this right now as I'm sitting here talking to you, that this could be the tipping point. This could actually be what really essentially leads this country into an honest armed revolt. You know, you're taking away right after right after right, but you're now beginning to make a mockery out of a system that we've cherished for over 150 years. You don't get to do that before people begin to really push back. So I'm a little bit nervous about this. Biden's a disaster. We knew he was going to be a disaster economically. But I didn't realize he was going to be this radical. Although it's probably not him being radical. He's completely neutered and incompetent. And I don't think he really has much say in exactly what's going on. All right, listen, I just looked at the clock. I got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. My special guest now is Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. And he is down there in Washington, D.C. as we speak. Tommy, I circled the 28th on my calendar. Finally, after all this time, President Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address.
Will it be a matinee, or are we still getting a late night speech?
3 o'clock speech, and then off to an early dinner at the Sizzler.
Look, that's okay with me. I want to be clear. I'm an early to bed guy, and so if Joe Biden wants to talk early, that's okay with me. I'll also get an early dinner and go off to bed. But look, it's really important that as a country, we get to see him speaking. We get to see how he deals with the material. We get to hear his thoughts in that setting. That's how we're used to seeing our president. It's hard. The lights are very bright. The moment is very big, and we'll see how he does. I wish him well. We've got some big things going on, and so it's important that we hear from it.
All right, Tommy. Dems are trying to do an end around on this infrastructure bill and basically bypass any Republican influence.
Yeah. So the Democrats are desperate to bypass the Republicans on every issue. They want to do it with infrastructure. They want to run that through the reconciliation process, where they can pass budgetary material on a 51 vote threshold. Last week you may have seen the news that Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, one of the most powerful positions in Washington, was deferring to a staffer, the Senate parliamentarian, about whether he could or couldn't do something. I thought that was strange. I scratched my head about that. And then I concluded, well, he's up to something. He wants to do something at some point where he can point the finger at another person and say, well, she told me I could do it.
Right.
So that's coming. At some point, he's going to make a move, and he's going to say, well, the parliamentarian told me I could do this. So just keep that in the back of your mind, but know that they're trying to pass infrastructure with only Democrats. That's a bad idea. $4 trillion where only one party has a say in it, that's a nightmare. And to be clear, it wouldn't be anywhere near that cost if they were including Republicans. That's why they want to go around Republicans to drive that price higher. But I'm much more concerned that they will go around Republicans to pass H.R. 1 or S. 1,
right,
their remake of federal elections. We see these lefty corporations taking a stand, quote unquote, against state election reform laws. That all has to do with setting the stage for the Democrats to remake the laws on the federal level. And if that happens, we'll never have a reliable federal election again.
I was under the impression we dismissed the idea that H.R. 1 could pass. Has that changed?
The only way it could happen is if the Democrats bypass the Republicans and change the rules in the Senate. There are lots of different scenarios, but it, you know, this weird Chuck Schumer deferring to the parliamentarian, and you know, there are lots of rumors about how they could do it. They could make a carve out from the filibuster for civil rights laws. You know, they could try and rewrite the bill to make it more budgetary in nature so that it could get through on reconciliation. But Democrats are so power hungry, and they know, and this bill is so important to them that you know, there is a there's a war room somewhere inside the Capitol where professional Democrats are trying to figure out how they can pass this bill,
right,
without Republicans, and they're working on it.
We haven't talked since baseball stole the All-Star game from Georgia. I wanted to get your reaction.
Well, clearly, Major League Baseball did not read the bill that they are so incensed about. They're wrong about what the bill does, and they're wrong about the implications of it, and they're wrong about the motivation behind it. The motivation behind the Georgia bill is to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. One of the ways that they do that is they require an identification for all forms of voting. Guess what? Go try to get into a baseball game without a driver's license. Go try to pick up your ticket at will call without an ID and see what they say. This is so common sense that this is how it works at Major League Baseball stadiums, and it's how it's always. And so, you know, they're lying about the bill. I don't know why. Maybe it's to look like they're on the side of quote-unquote social justice. But then they move the game to Colorado,
right,
where the voting laws are even more restrictive. How is that displaying your values, Mr. Commissioner? Are your values misinformation and hypocrisy? Because that's what's on display here. I'm enraged about this. I'm from Atlanta, as you know. You know, listen, we got enough positive things going on in Atlanta. There's a Major League Baseball game, All-Star game. You know, that's not going to break our back, but that's a lot of revenue, and it's really sad.
All right, Tommy, we got to go. Thank you, as always. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter. We'll be right back. You're listening to the U.S.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is imposing sanctions on Russia for cyber attacks and attempted interference in November's presidential election.
Today, I've approved several steps, including the expulsion of several Russian officials as a consequence of their actions. I've also signed an executive order authorizing new measures, including sanctions to address specific harmful actions that Russia has taken.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to apologize for President Biden's past attacks on former President Trump regarding the now discredited reports of Russia putting bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers on Thursday. Biden repeatedly attacked Trump for holding a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin in June of 2020 and not bringing up the allegations. The U.S. intelligence community has a low to moderate confidence in the allegation being true. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw. Society. We always appreciate grabbing these folks. He's got a book out right now, Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. Kennerly Davis is joining us. Kennerly, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, listen, why wouldn't I? Somebody of your distinguished nature.
Well, thank you. We all have to do what we can. I mean, our nation has reached a perilous point. It's no exaggeration to say that the American experiment is on life support. The radical left's attempt to deconstruct our nation is really coming close, dangerously close to completion. Now, they've been at this for 100 years. Progressives and left-wing radicals have waged a relentless war against the principles and institutions of our constitutional government and the rule of law. You know, they mocked the concept of unalienable rights and dismissed the concept of limited government as an unworkable relic. And in many ways, the worst of all, they worked tirelessly to demoralize and divide us by race, by denouncing the founding of America as a racist enterprise and recasting the whole of our history as a shameful story of racial injustice, which is wrong, criminally wrong. But that's their program. Yeah. They demand radical, revolutionary transformation for a nation they describe as irredeemably evil. Now, their overtly destructive violence has subsided, at least for the moment, largely subsided, but their hostility to the idea of America remains unabated. Their assault on the principles and institutions that define us as a people and protect our liberty and obstruct their quest for absolute power, that attack continues. Now, there are a lot of things we see in the paper, in the news. There are a lot of different attacks. They attack the size and procedures of the Senate, the Electoral College, the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, the right of states to set their taxes, administer their elections, and define their labor laws. But all these things have to be understood. We have to realize that they're related and part of a concerted, coordinated campaign to establish one-party rule by an essentially socialist government based in Washington and kept in power by election laws that they administer. Now, we often refer to the Bill of Rights as the protection for our liberty, and it's very important. But the structure of the Constitution, that's what protects our liberty. The limited delegation of carefully enumerated powers to the federal government by the states and the separation of those powers within the federal government, that structure is what has protected our liberty, and that's why they're attacking it. Time is short. We all have to do what we can to push back as best we can, and that's why I wrote the book. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Right.
And I wanted to help people make sense of what's going on around them, the reasons the left wants to erase our history, what the rule of law really is and why it's so important, and how they can make a convincing, fact-based case for the essential goodness of America and push back against the so-called progressives, whether they're on the school boards or local government or in the national government. But most of all, how they can understand that the founding is not the problem. The founding is the solution. The unifying principles of the Declaration and the structural protections in the Constitution. That's the only way we can heal our divisions, resolve our differences, and secure true justice for everybody who needs it. And that's why I wrote the book.
So that leads me to my question, and we're talking with Kennerly Davis, the author of the book Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. So I get where the power brokers in Washington or whatever state you live in the capital city, why they do what they do and try to lean us or lead us into a socialistic existence. But why does the housewife jump on board? Why does a school teacher, why does a truck driver jump on board and buy into this, Kennerly?
Well, for a long, long time, the left has understood that in order to undermine public support for the principles and institutions of our constitutional government and get people, in fact, to meekly get on board, they needed to wipe out, undermine, obscure, and ultimately wipe out our understanding of the significance of the founding. And unfortunately, for decades now, the public school system and increasingly the news media and other institutions that define and shape and contribute to the content of the ongoing national discussion, all those institutions are filled up with people, progressives. Many, not all of them, but many of them are dominated by progressives who themselves, as self-appointed leaders, are trying to push this agenda. And it's just so hard for, I'll say, good, normal people, your truck driver and the housewife, to have the information to stand up to this. And there are a lot of people out there who understand, who know in their hearts that this is wrong. We are not a systemically racist, irredeemably evil country. We are an exceptional country committed to the dignity and humanity of every single citizen. But they, like I say, for decades in the schools and the universities and colleges, they have mischaracterized the founding. And you know, they denounce the founders as a bunch of old white commercial slaveholder types. But that's to put a wall of confusion up between us and the principles that they established when they founded the government. Okay, as individuals, they were flawed creatures of their time, just like we are. But what's important to focus on is the government they established that transcended all of their individual shortcomings and really established a uniquely committed system of government committed to the protection of individual dignity and liberty. It's been a long, long campaign by the left to, quote, re-educate everybody. And that's why we have to work together to reacquaint ourselves with the truth, the glorious truth of the American story. And again, that's what I try to do in the book, which is, at least for now, on Amazon. I haven't been canceled. But,
not yet.
If they go to Amazon and put in Revolution and Kennerly Davis, it was up there the last time I saw.
You know, you can make an argument that we're the least racist nation maybe in the history of this planet, right? At least the history that we know of. And I think you make great points because it has been manipulated not only by the power brokers but also by the media. Why do you think the media plays into this so much?
Well, beyond a certain point, you get a kind of internal self-reinforcing do loop where individuals within a closed system, an organization, a newsroom, a television station, a university department. You know, individuals may have questions, doubt, they may disagree, but if the loudest voices are spoken by the progressive radicals, it's difficult to stand up to that, and it's difficult if you don't have the information, and because of where you went to school and what you learned and what you didn't learn, you don't have the information even to dispute them in your thoughts. I mean, the founder said, and recently, more recently, President Reagan said, every generation, and this is absolutely true, every generation in a free society has to be re-educated to the principles and institutions that are necessary for the preservation of that freedom. And so, principally, it's been an education problem. And that's why we have to look for alternative sources of information and talk among ourselves in our neighborhood with our friends, our extended family, and our co-workers as often as we can to keep the truth alive.
All right, we got to take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk a little bit more with Kennerly Davis and his book, Revolution, right here on the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Got an...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and the one and only Wayne Allen Root will be here in no time flat right after the top of the hour. We've kept our guest over. Kennerly Davis has written a book called Revolution, a Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. He is a senior fellow at the Federalist Society. Are we close to going over the edge, danger of losing this republic?
I think so. One of my concerns is that people, and this is why I wrote the book and I'm doing everything to spread the word about the book, not for me or not as a book writing venture, but because I think it has some information in it and points and tips that people will find useful. And we are very close. I mean, look at what's going on. Look at what's going on with a fair majority in both houses of Congress, and with the complicit, supportive institutional media supporting them. Look at the radical proposals that are being advanced in legislation. the admission of the District of the creation of the District of Columbia as a state.
Right.
Puerto Rico, a lot of serious talk about increasing the number of justices on the Supreme Court. Almost daily, you have what I consider to be significant and alarming proposals being made by people who, it seems clear to me, will implement any of them and every one of them that they possibly can.
It's a dangerous time. I think you're absolutely 100% right. Kennerly Davis is his name. His book, Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. You can get it on Amazon. Do you have a website attached to the book, sir?
I do not. Okay. I do not. But there's a description of the book on the Amazon sales site. And if anyone ever wishes to contact me, I could give my email address.
Sure.
I'd be happy if people want to reach out. I really look for every opportunity to connect to similarly concerned people. J.KenDavis, KENDAVIS, at Verizon.net.
All right. I see you spent a little bit of time. I mean, I know you went to, I believe you went to Harvard Law School. I'm pretty sure about that. But I think you went to VCU as well for a brief time, right?
I did.
Because we used to kick them around. I was a baseball player at ODU. So we used to beat you guys pretty bad.
Well, and we deserve it. And we deserve, I'm sure. I know your sports, Lee. I was very interested to see your sports background.
Well,
it's perhaps a topic for another discussion, but the PC assault on tradition in sports.
Terrible.
The renaming. I grew up in Ohio, and I'm an Indians fan. And they're one of the targets of the same campaign to discredit every tradition.
Kennerly, professional sports, in my mind, has completely lost their way. This whole idea of wokeness, in most cases, is silly.
It is. I agree completely. But the people making the decisions now, the woke people in the front office, are doing it because they've grown up. Just like a lot of the other people in a lot of the other situations that we've talked about this morning, they've grown up also being miseducated and pressured and indoctrinated. And so when they get to decision-making positions, we see the unfortunate result no matter what institution they're responsible for leading.
Kennerly Davis, I can't thank you enough. I can't wait to take a look at the book and give it a read. I appreciate you giving me some time today, and I will talk to you hopefully very, very soon. The book, Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. Sir, it was an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
You have a great day. We got to go. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Sales.